This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. Today's sugya is a major sugya in Shas, not just on Yevamos, but in Shas in general. Our Gemara in Yevamos speaks about something called Treyu Trey Sveika D'Oraisa, or Treyu Trey Sveika D'Rabbanan. Treyu Trey Sveika D'Oraisa means as follows. Somebody asked about this, I believe it was Monday night. Treyu Trey Sveika D'Oraisa means as follows. If you have two Edim against two Edim, and now we're in a standstill, now we're in a stalemate, but we have a chazaka here that could direct us. Treyu Trey Sveika D'Oraisa means, despite the fact that there's a chazaka here, nevertheless, on a biblical level, it's a suffix. We don't allow the chazaka to pask in the suffix. That's what it means, Treyu Trey Sveika D'Oraisa. The Gemara's conclusion is no, Treyu Trey Sveika D'Rabbanan. That means on a D'Oraisa level, we will allow chazaka to work. So for instance, if you throw a woman a get, it might be closer to you, it might be closer to her. So you would say it's two against two. It's suffik whether she's married or not. No, midoy raisa, we will allow her status quo of being an ashes ish to say on a biblical level, there's no suffik. On a biblical level, she's still married. You have two Edom that say the get might have been closer to her. It doesn't matter. We will allow Chazaka to say that on a biblical level, she is still married. On the Rabbanon level, it's a Sveika D'Rabbanon. Mid Rabbanon, there is still a chash that maybe she is not married. But on a D'Oraisa level, we will allow Chazaka to work. Those are the two tzedakim of the Gemara. The Havamina is Treyu Trey Sveika D'Oraisa. And the Gemara seems to conclude Treyu Trey Sveika D'Rabbanon. Now, let us try to understand what is the back and forth. Why in the Gemara's Havamina did the Gemara think Chazaka would not work? And in the Gemara's Maskana, the Gemara feels Chazaka would work. So there's a famous Tosfos in Cheska Sabatim. And if it's not famous yet, maybe after this year it will be famous. The Gemara is discussing a situation of two against two. And the first two Edim say the facts were one way, and the other two, the second Edim, come and say the facts are another way. And basically, the Gemara says it's a stalemate. The Gemara brings the Machloikas there. But for our purposes, Tosfos has a very interesting question. When two Edim come and say the facts are different, why can't we believe the second Edim, believe them that the facts are not so? Because if they wanted, they could have come and they could have said the first two Edom are gazlanim, they're robbers, they're cheaters, they're not reliable people. They could have, instead of challenged the facts of the case, they could have challenged the credibility of the Edom. This is what we call a migu, right? You know what a migu is. Migu, believe me when I say A, because if I was lying, I could have said a better lie. Meaning, believe me that I'm telling the truth, because if I was lying, I could have lied much better. That's the concept of migo. So Tosfos wants to know, why doesn't every second set of Edim have a migo? They could have made a better lie. Tosfos says the truth is, they could have, instead of challenged the credibility, they could have been mezim the second Edim. Mezim the second Edim is, they could have said, how do you know the facts are, believe me that your facts are wrong, because we could have said about you that you were with us in Dubai with the rest of the Jewish world these days, you know? So, Tosfos says, no, that's not a good migu. That's not a good migu because they would be afraid to be mezim because lest they themselves become huzam. Fine. So that's Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos answers, let me get the line. The nirali de migu b'makam edem layam rinan. You can't say amigo b'makam edim. Why? D'amigo lo yuchal l'sayim yosem mishnei edim. Amigo can't assist the edim more than another two edim. Afil ho yimam kuf edim einam anim, the trei kameya. Tosfos is saying, well, how could amigo help edim? Even if you had another 98 edim with you, they wouldn't be more believed. So you have two against two. So you want to know, why can't Reuven and Shimon, right? Reuven and Shimon testify the facts are this way. Levi and Yehuda come in and say, no, the facts are another way. You want to believe Levi and Yehuda because they could have made a better lie? We can't believe Levi and Yehuda more, because even if Levi and Yehuda had 98 Edom testifying to their position, they wouldn't be believed more. So if 98 more Edim don't buffer their position, then certainly Amigo wouldn't. In other words, Tosfos' point is, 100 Edim is not better than 2 Edim, so why would 2 Edim and Amigo be better than 2 Edim? Meaning in the face of Edim, when you have Edim against Edim, you can't add anything to Edim because Edim is the ultimate proof. Then Tosfos says, you know what, another idea. Va'oida Mari Duloy Shayach Migu, by 2 Edim Migu is not possible. The Ein Dashneim Shave. Because when you're dealing with two people, their thinking is different. And what this guy would taina, the other guy wouldn't taina. In other words, there's an idea that Migu would only work on Migu can only help one person. If one person says something, we should believe him because he could have said a better taina. But if you have two people, we're not going to say, I'll believe these two people because they could have said a better taina, because it's very unlikely two people would have had the same thought process and made up the same lie together. Okay, so that means, let's just understand, according to the first answer of Tosfos, Migu cannot add anything to 2 Edim. And according to the second answer of Tosfos, Migu could add to 2 Edim. It's just that Edim don't have a Migu because the whole psychology of Migu is I could have said a better taina, but there's no way that the two of us could have together come up with the better taina. Okay, that means there are two answers in this Tosfos. Each answer sort of has a better way of looking at it. Let's see. What do you know? Okay. Now let's see the famous tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. This is Rabbi Akiva Eiger, tshuva kuf lamed vav, clue. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger is basically Masber Ar Gemara. And here, Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Siman Kuf Lamed Vav in Arachayim, he says, Ulam ba'emes hachal lo yitzarach leze. D'yesh loymar, b'pshutay, d'chazal lo yichmiru rak d'ho'idim mesalkin l'hachazaka k'mandolesa. You could say simply, that Chazal were not machmir by Edim, that Edim would make the Chazak as if it's not here. Like the other opinion holds, the treyu trey sveka d'iraisa. Right, there's a machlokes. Is treyu trey sveka d'iraisa or is treyu trey sveka d'rabbanan? Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, let me explain. Venerally, the shars hapluk tahachihu. Here's the root of the machloikis. If you hold that sveka d'oraisa v'andam sveka d'oraisa sfirulei, that the same way we say 2 is like 100, right? Do we say 2 is like 100? Why don't we say, let's take 2 against 2, they'll cancel out, and you're left with 98 on the right side, right? The right side has 100, the left side has 2. Let the 2 and 2 cancel out, and let's let the right side win because it's 98 against 0. We don't say, uki tre la de tre, vinishru idach edim. We don't say, let the 2 edim and the 2 edim cancel out, and you're left with the others. V'haino al kachach, the tre olam, koichayo neged kamakitois. It must be because 2's koyach is strong against many groups. Meaning 2 Edim is like 100 Edim. Hachanami neged Edim v'chazaka. Likewise against Edim and Chazaka. The same way 2 Edim could destroy 100 Edim, 2 Edim should be able to destroy 2 Edim and Chazaka. The Chazaka ha-mesayeya l'idach ka... Tat, the Chazaka that assists the other group, lo yadifa, is no better mi'ilu oid kar Edim esayim lohem, than if another group of Edim was helping it. In other words, what's better, Eidos or Chazaka? Eidos. And if 2 Edim are supported by another 2 Edim, it doesn't add anything. So certainly if 2 Edim is supported by Chazaka, it shouldn't add anything. How could Chazaka be stronger than Eidos? That was, by the way, the svara of the first answer of Tosfos and Baba Basra. That a Migu cannot add to Eidos, because if Eidos doesn't add to Eidos, Migu doesn't add to Eidos. So by the same token, if Eidos doesn't add to Eidos, Chazaka doesn't add to Eidos. Ukesvara, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, like the argument, like the svara of Zu kasvu mamish toisus baba basa batira tarishan and you need migo. Yeah? So Rabbi Kiveger is extrapolating. The same way Toysus says migo doesn't add to Edim, Chazaka doesn't add to Edim. V'iduch man da amar sfile, the other opinion holds. The dafka no, Trey, the other man da amar holds like the other terrace of Toysus. The dafka Trey kamea amrinan. Two is like 100, because all the proof is in the realm of testimony. And in the realm of testimony, two edus is the highest amount of proof in the realm of testimony. But chazaka is in a different realm. Chazaka is a different kind of proof. The same way in the second answer of Tosfos, migu could add to edim. It's just two edim can't have a migu because the two people will never get their act together. But technically, in the second answer of Tosfos, migu could add to edim. V'iduch man da amar sfile davka trei kamei amrinan da hakomi den edus. Masha'en ken le'inyan chazaka, as opposed to regarding chazaka amrinan, kiven da have edus mukhashas. Since the edus is contradicted, misalkan l'cholo edus, we could remove the edus v'niskayma ha'chazaka. Meaning, this is like the second answer of Tosfos. V'nira li d'mei ha'itayma mi'in harishon b'tosfos na b'terutzim harishon. That's why this Tosfos over here, v'oid oimari did not like the first answer of Tosfos, because the second answer of Tosfos is saying, no, I understand Eidos can add to Eidos, but Chazaka should be able to add to Eidos, because let the Eidim cancel out and you'll be left with a Migu. And that's why Tosfos had to come up with a Svara that in the psychology of Migu, the Migu doesn't work by two people. So Rabbi Kiveger is basically saying the two answers of the Gemara are arguing, Trei Trei Seket Daraisa or Trei Trei Seket Darabanan are arguing based on the two answers of Tosfos. By the way, and then he says Tosfos and Baba Kama is Masupuk by Trey or Trey and Amigu. Why would it work? Because just like we say by Chazaka Midaraisa, the Chazaka could work, so too Legabe Migu. And then Tosfos says, then Rabbi Kiveger says something very interesting. Even if you want to say like the first Teretz of Tosfos, that Migu doesn't add to Edim, you could still have a position that Chazaka does add to Edim. Why is that? He says, "Oy diyesh lechalek, dilainyan migu hu derech haychacho birur." Even if you want to say, like the first teretz of Tosfos, that migu cannot add to Edus, that's because the way that migu works is migu is evidence, migu is proof, migu is clarification of what happened. Well, it's like, it's not witnesses testifying, but it's a concept, we are all witnesses that this is truthful because the person did not claim this. And therefore, the logic of Tosfos would stand that it's not better than Edim Mamish, and we would say Trei Kameya. But Chazaka is not Birur V'Hoychacha. Chazaka is not proof. The way Chazaka works is it's not clarification and proof. This is what the Torah says. The b'chol safek, that by every safek, naniach hadavar kemikoidem, let's leave it the way it is. In other words, whenever you don't know what to do, status quo, let's just leave things where they are. V'lo yeshuna, and don't change it. Ukmi al chaskasa rishana to we're going to establish it based on its original chazaka. Meaning, Rabbi Kiveger is saying, you don't have to say that the Gemara's position of allowing chazaka to work by trei u trei is only going according to the second answer of Tosfos, that migu could work by trei u trei, because migu is different than edus, and therefore chazaka could work by trei u trei. No, you could say even like the first teretz of Tosfos, that even if migu doesn't add to two edim, that's because the manner with which migu works, again, migu is a proof that what we're saying is valid, because if you think we're lying, we could have lied better. That's evidence, that's proof. So that cannot work and add to edus. But chazaka is not proof. Chazaka is just, since we don't know what to do, let's just leave things exactly where they are. Gam betrei betrei aminan hachi, they have a suffik ma'alia, v'okmeah chazaka rishana. And Rabbi Kivager says, I'm masupik by there's a chazak of ein adam poreya toich zmanoi, that a person never pays back alone within their, there's a chazak that if somebody borrows money, they will not pay back within the allotted amount of time. Would that chazaka talk in the face of trey or trey? So Rabbi Kivager says, maybe, even if you say like the Gemara's maskana, trey or trey sfeika derabanan, that's only by a regular chazaka of status quo. Status quo could say leave it where it is. But if it's the kind of chazaka where there's like a phenomenon, a person wouldn't do this, that's not a status quo chazaka, that's an evidence-based chazaka that cannot talk in the face of trey trey. Yeshamar of the bezeh, lo yazlinam basar chazaka, the ha chazaka, they know them pareya tog zmanoi, have a begeder, anan sadi. That kind of chazaka is like a migu, it's like an anan sadi, like idus, and then we say, Trey Kameya, and even though the Gemara concludes Trey Trey Sveika Durabana, that Chazaka could work, that doesn't necessarily mean that all Chazakas would work. Now, what would you Tzadikim and Tamil Chachamim say regarding Trey Utrey and you have a Roiv? You have two Edim against two Edim, and you have a Roiv supporting one way. So, give me 1 minute, because it seems like Tshuva Kuf Lamed Zayin did not make it on the sheets. I'm just getting it from the next room. In Tshuva Kuf Lamed Zayin, Rabbi Kivager says like this, Umashikosav Mailas Kvoid Tairasai on the suffix of a sefer called Shoshanas Hoamakim, Trey Utrey B'makim Rav, Rav. Rabbi Kivager says like this: Yesh loymar, de betrei utrei, kiven to have a suffik b'milsa talina hadaver b'roiv. By trei utrei, maybe we could follow a roiv. You wouldn't follow a migu. A migu is evidence. You might not follow a chazaka like ein adam poreya toich zmanoi, because that's like an evidence-based chazaka. But the same way a chazaka of status quo, you could use by trei utrei. If there's a roiv, you could use it by trey trey. Why? The kach amra Torah, the bechol safek tezal basa roiv. The Torah says when you are in doubt, you follow the roiv. It's not that the roiv is paskening that we have evidence that because the majority is so, then this proves that it came from there. It's just what we call ahanhaga. This is how we accord ourselves. This is how we act. This is how we behave when you don't know what to do. You follow the roiv, not because a roiv is evidence, but a roiv is guidance of what to do when you don't know what to do. Then Rabbi Kivager says, in his opinion, roiv should be able to work b'makom trey utrey. Now, this is not unanimous that roiv could work b'makom trey utrey, because ashrecha shezachisa to see the shev shmeitza vav perek chaf beis. Now, it's worthwhile just to see the first two lines. Vahine b'had dekai malan trey utrey sveika derabanan. Okay? If all we learned today was that, we should have been able to figure that out from the Gemara, but the Shmaitz is just saying the maskana of Shas is Trey Trey Sveika Drabanan, which means Midaraisa, there's no suffix, we will use Chazaka. Right? Because Trey Trey Sveika Drabanan means Minat Torah Ukmi Achazaka Kamaisa. Says the Shev Shmaitza, Rabbi Kiva Eger maybe is clear that Roiv could work b'makayim treo trei. Says the Shmaitza, v'nistapakti heicha daleka chazaka. I am in doubt. If there's no chazaka, el aruba, kivan deruba adav me chazaka, Roiv is better, right? We know there's a principle. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. Roiv and chazaka, Roiv is stronger. So we should say, if chazaka works b'makam trei trei, Roiv should certainly work b'makam trei trei, because Roiv is stronger than chazaka. But on the other hand, maybe if it's stronger, that's its downfall, because if it's stronger, maybe it's a proof, and if it's a proof, it can't work by edus. He says, "V'nistapakti echad deleka chazak laruba kivin deruba adam echazak him loyla havenami alas feiked rabbanon." Then also the let the roiv paskin and should only be a suffik rabbanon k'may bechazaka. Amnam nira says the Shmaitza, it would seem to me the echad deleka chazaka. If there's no chazak el roiv havele seiked deiraisa, it's a suffik deiraisa mishum the trei sadi adif meiruba, because two witnesses are better than a roiv. Only a presumptive status could work midaraisa mishum de kivan de lefanenu sveika de trei trei. That since before us is a suffix of two and two, azlinam basar chazaka, we're going to follow the chazaka. You can't remove it from its original status. Ad is barer until you've clarified sheyatz mechazkasa rishayna. Meaning the way chazaka works by trei or trei is since you're in a stalemate, since you're at a crossroads and you don't know what to do. So until you could prove definitively and extricate it from its presumptive status, you can't remove it. Avaruba, but the way Roiv works is Enoi El Araya Shenoite Lahater Yosem El Isser. Roiv is a proof that it's more inclined to be Mutter than Aser. But in this case, since we have two against two, it's a 50-50 Suffolk, even by Roiv. Just like Roiv has no bearing against Edom at all, because two is 100. And we call it again trei trei veruba the layout of mitrei, meaning the Shmaitza is not so definitive about what Rabbi Kiva Eger was sure about. Rabbi Kiva Eger seemed to say that the way Rav works is kach amra Torah bechol safek. Anytime you have a doubt, tezo basa Rav. You should follow a Rav, and the Shmaitza is mesupik because the way Rav works, it's some proof, it's some kind of indication, and B'makayim, it doesn't add anything to Tu'edim. Okay, next subject. May inyan le'inyan ba'isai ha'inyan. If you remember from your yeshiva days, a very fundamental and interesting chakira of the kuntras hasveikos. Kuntras HaSveikos, I believe, was the brother of the Ktzois HaChoshen. Let's see. The Kuntras HaSveikos was Rabbi Yehuda Kohana, the Goyin Av Bezin of Seagate, the Truma Sakri, and the brother of the Ktzois HaChoshen. Ktzois HaChoshen was Rabbi Aryeh Leib HaKohen, and this is written by his brother, Rabbi Yehuda HaKohen. By the way, he writes something very interesting in his Hakdama. He says that if a person would be able to go up to the moon and not tell anybody about it, he wouldn't go in the first place. Because almost all the enjoyment that a person has in this world of doing anything is if he could afterwards tell people about it. But if we tell him, you know, you could go anywhere, but you have to keep it to yourself. The person says, so what's the point? Okay, anyway, he says like this. Remember, the Gemara tried to prove from the Barshatya case. Remember Barshatya? He went in and out of bouts of sanity and insanity, and he sold land. And what did we paskin over there? Rav Ashi said, Uke ara b'cheskas Barshatya. Leave the land in the possession of Barshatya. Now, right now the land is not in Barshatya's possession. He sold it to someone. So it's physically in someone else's possession. But Barshatya was the original owner. What is that called, the original owner? Mari Kama. Mari Kama. How does Mari Kama work? The Kunjan Zeka says, V'roiles boinein cheskas Mari Kama b'mamayna minolan da'azlina basrei. The chazaka of original owner by Mammon. How do we know we follow it? I understand the something called cheskas Mammon, that when you don't know what to do with money, so you leave it in the possession of the one holding it. So the Gemara says in Baba Kama, that's a svara. Hamoitzime chaver varaya lamali cross svarahu. It's a svara. Right? In other words, you have no... Until you, right now I'm holding it, I have no problems. You want to be moitzi from me, I'm moitzi chera varaya. But cheskas mari kama, that nobody's holding it more than anyone else, why should you follow cheskas mari kama? So he says, two possibilities. He says, cheskas mari kama b'mamayin is mikoya chazaka kamaisa di isuru da'asya. It's like cheskas isur. The same way if a woman is married and you throw her a get, safe karav la, safe karav la. So if you don't know what to do, we follow chazaka, and that is, she's been married until now and she'll stay that way until you can prove otherwise. That's not hamotzme chaver varaya. That's something called cheskas iser that we learn out from sukkim. So the same way there's something called presumptive status quo by iser. So why wouldn't we say that by money, even though no one's physically holding it? But we should say presumptive ownership until proven otherwise. Meaning maybe cheskas mari kama is like cheskas iser. And then the Kunches HaSveiko says, no, it could be the cheskas mari kama by mamon is not chazaka kamaisa. It's not like presumptive status by iser, because you can't mamon meiser lo yalfinon. But rather, cheskas mari kama is like cheskas mamon, mamish. It's like law of possession. It's like it's in my possession. Just like by money, logic dictates, you can't take away my possession if I'm holding it. Likewise, even if I'm not holding it, but if I'm the original owner, if you know it was mine, even though right now it's in the Agam or in the Shesharabim, it's mine. Once I had ownership over something, even though it's not in my domain, there is a logic that says, I am the, it's in my possession. That's still law of possession. That's the question. It's the famous Chakira of the Kunches HaSveika is, how does Mari Kama work? Is it like Cheskas Iser? The same way, if you don't know if a woman is married, if she was married until now, let's assume she remained that way. So it's the same thing by money. Or do we say you cannot learn out money from Isser, but Cheskas Mari Kama is like law, is like Hamoitzme Chaver Varaya. The same way if I'm holding something and you want it, you're going to have to prove that it's yours. So too, if I used to own it, that's called it's in my pocket. Now, what would you say that our Gemara seems to say about this Chakira of the Kunches HaSveikos? Remember, the Gemara is vacillating back and forth. Can you use Chazaka when you have two Edim against two Edim? And the Gemara says, well, wait a second, maybe regarding Gittin, you cannot use the Chazaka that she has that she's married. And then the Gemara says, I'll prove to you that you could use Chazaka from the case of Barshatya. Now, what would you say about the following case? You have two Edim say, Reuven is the owner of the cow. And two Edom, let's say Shimon is the owner, and Reuven is holding it. Would you ever say in your right mind that Treu Treu Sveiko Doiraisa and Reuven should not continue to be the owner until we prove otherwise? Meaning, would anybody in their right mind say Cheskas Mamoin can't work by Treu Treu? Because there's no question, if somebody's holding something, that is not a proof it's theirs, but there's a logic. It's in my pocket, and you cannot take it until you could prove otherwise. It's not birur, it's just hanhaga. We would have said, we presumably would say, that everybody would agree that law of possession can work in a situation of trei utrei. So when the Gemara is trying to prove that Trei Utrei Sveika Durabanan, that Chazaka could work by Trei Utrei, and the Gemara brings the proof from Barshatya, and there the Chazaka that's being utilized is Cheskas Marikama, doesn't that prove that Cheskas Marikama is like Cheskas Isser, and not the law of possession? Because the chazaka of possession has no bearing on Trei Utrei. Because everybody would agree that the chazaka of physical possession, of course, has what to say even in the face of Treu Treu. So Rebbe Chanan in the Kovetz Ha'aretz, Simen Chav Zayin, says that our Gemara speaks very loud and clear about the Kuntra Sveikos Shaila. That the Kuntra Sveikos wanted to know, what is Marikama? Is it like Cheskas Isser? That there's some kind of presumptive status that it should belong to the original owner, like Cheskas Isser, or is it like law of possession? Well, if it's like law of possession, how could the Gemara prove from Marikama to Cheskas Isser? It must be Marikama is analogous to Cheskas Isser. Look at Rebbe Chanan.
Bahad afligu trela trei. It's a barshatya. Who's the one that's holding the property? It was the buyers are holding the property.
Correct. But Uki, we're giving it to the Marikama. Because I'll tell you why. No. Because by land, there's no such thing as possession by land. There's no such thing as muchzuk by land. The fact that you're on, you can be muchzuk on land. You're on it? I just pushed you off it. I mean, what does it mean you're on it? There's no such thing as muchzuk by land, by karka. You might be saying, cheskas gimel shanim? So then there's no marikama. If there's cheskas, in other words, because the way Cheskas Gimel Shanim works is, it says, it destroys the Marikama. It says, Shtari Achvislei, right? Where's your star? It says, where's your star? So by land, there's no such thing as Mukhsuk. There's only Marikama, provided that the other guy doesn't have Cheskas Gimel Shanim, right? So what Rabbi Chanan is saying, the Gemara is a Shaila, Treilish, Trei lishni betrei utrei I havis sveika doiraisa drabanon. And the Gemara says, according to the man d'amra sveika doiraisa, then cheskas marikama would not work by barshatya, right? The Gemara's to have a proof from barshatya means that if you hold chazaka doesn't work by trei utrei, it shouldn't work by barshatya. But wait a second, why wouldn't it work? L'chayar niramizad d'cheskas marikamu mitam chazaka d'mei kara like cheskas iser, and that's why it wouldn't help by treu treu if you hold sekedai raisa. Because if you're going to say that marikamas cheskas mamoin, why wouldn't it work by treu treu? And this is the suffix of the kuntra sasfeikos. But l'chayar from our Gemara Tzaraya that it works mitam chazaka mei kara and not mochsak. You're right, Asi, that by Barshatya someone else is the Muxik, but Muxik is not relevant by Karka. Okay, that's what I got for you today. It's a very, I guess it's a Shas Sugya of whether Chazaka works in the face. So the bottom line is, we paskin Trei Trei Sekad Rabbanon, which means that a presumptive, so basically, Rabbi said there are three kinds of Chazakas. Listen to basic comes out based on what we learned today. There are three kinds of chazakas. There's law of possession. if someone's physically holding something, and that, Rabbi Chanan seems to say, everybody would agree, would work by trey u'trey, even if you hold trey u'trey sveiko d'oraisa, muchsuk would work. And that's why Rabbi Chanan says, if the Gemara is bringing in marikama, marikama must be not a muchsuk. Then there's chazaka, like chazaka me'ikara, for example, cheskas eshesish, cheskas pnuya, or what Rabbi Chanan calls marikama. And does that work by trey u'trey? That's the machloikus, trey u'trey, d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. If you hold d'oraisa, it doesn't work. If you hold trey u'trey, sveika d'rabbanan, it does work. Then you have a chazaka, which is proof. For example, chazaka ein adam parea toch zmanoi, which Rabbi Kiva Eger is mesupik about, that even according to the maskana, that trey u'trey, sveika d'rabbanan and chazaka cannot work. Excuse me, that chazaka could work, but maybe a chazaka that is a proof can't work. Then there's migu. Does migu work by trey u'trey? So Rabbi Chanan says, if trey u'trey is sveika d'oraisa, for sure not. And even if trey u'trey is sveika d'rabbanan, it could be, it still doesn't work. Because amigo is a proof. Amigo is a proof. What about Roiv? Could Roiv work by trey u'trey? Rabbi Kivager says yes. Roiv is like a lower level chazaka. It doesn't paskin. It just it tells you how to accord yourself. And the Shev Shmaitza says not so fast. Maybe Roiv can't work either. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha. And we will all be in touch. Bez Hashem, this week we continue back on the Igara Sagra at 5:30. Okay, Rabbi, say have a great day. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.